It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the first Friday in February. High school basketball is hitting the home stretch. Several rematches as we go through league play a second time. And tonight we find ourselves in the Northeast Kansas League for a matchup between the Horton Chargers and the Valley Falls Dragons. These teams met on December 7th in just the second game of the season. It was Valley Falls getting a pair of wins on the girls' side and boys' side that night against Horton. And tonight the Dragons will play host as they celebrate winter royalty here in the Dragons' Den. Good evening, basketball fans, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside here at Valley Falls as the Dragons and the Chargers get set to square off. In our girls' matchup, Valley won the first game 36-24 on December the 7th. Since then, Valley Falls has compiled a record of 6 wins and 8 losses. They are even at 5-5 in the Northeast Kansas League. That's one game better than Horton, who's currently 4-6 in league play. And the Horton girls overall have 5 wins and 8 losses. So very, very similar records in what should be a pretty even matchup here in our girls' contest tonight. The boys' matchup will feature one of the state's undefeated and top-ranked teams. The Valley Falls boys are a perfect 14-0 this season. And the Horton Chargers, upset-minded, come in looking to pull one off on the road. A little bit different tonight as well, as Valley Falls did not have school the last 2 days because of the weather. So no school Wednesday and Thursday meant no practice or gym time. And so they played Tuesday night, and now they're back at it, ready to play here this evening. Horton, meanwhile, got to practice back yesterday after missing Wednesday due to inclement weather. Both these girls' teams struggling to score the basketball then. Horton only 33 points per game. Valley Falls averaging just a bit better at 35 points per contest. A couple pretty young teams tonight, as well as both Valley Falls and Horton only have one senior on their respective rosters. Zach Nelson is the second-year head coach of the Horton girls, and Valley Falls is led by fourth-year head coach Jordan Hale. Again, the end is near as we're in the month of February. These teams got just a handful of games remaining in the regular season. Valley Falls and Horton in Class 2A will have a sub-state here at Valley Falls with mostly all Northeast Kansas League teams and the addition of Riverside. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. We owe you a timeout. When we come back, we will give you the starting lineups and get set to tip it off. It is Horton and Valley Falls girls Northeast Kansas League basketball. Our featured game of the week is coming up next on the local sports authority, 103.9 KNCA, and streaming worldwide and free online at msdsports.net.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bank Local, I think that it means a ton with our bank.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
I don't think a lot of people understand that we are local and we consider you a family. We live, work, and volunteer in our communities. We don't just say it, we live it. So bank local.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Valley Falls High School with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flute back with you. Time to meet tonight's starting lineup. Swartzen and Valley Falls will begin with the visitors, the Chargers and the Road Blues tonight for head coach Zach Nelson. They have the one senior. She is their leader. It's 5'8 guard Malia Soto, averaging 17 points per game. Also starting is sophomore Ashton Keough, a freshman Carly Hunquist in the starting lineup, as well as Piper Chartier and Maddie Sturton at the forward spot. Sturton is a junior. Chartier is a freshman. So two freshmen and one sophomore starting for this young Horsen squad. For Valley Falls and the home whites tonight, for Coach Jordan Hale, their starters include 5'5 sophomore guard Lauren Brown, 5'6 junior guard Lily Darvo, 5'6 sophomore Emma Montgomery, and 5'5 lone senior for the Dragons, Michaela Yates. At the forward spot for Valley Falls, it's 5'10 sophomore Corey Kirkwood, who leads the Dragons, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. Kirkwood, Yates, Darvo, Brown, and Montgomery for Valley Falls. They're 6-8. For Horton, it's Soto, Keough, Hutzler, Chartier, and Sturton. They are 5 wins and 8 losses. We're underway. Horton wins the tip. Chargers and the Road Blues will go right to left on your radio dial here in quarter number one. They try to get it inside, but it's deflected away. Stolen by Emma Montgomery. And a turnover for Horton the first time down the floor. A little pressure applied as Keough will stick with Montgomery into the half court. Now Brown pushes it to the far corner, Darvo. Darvo looks to dribble baseline. Got a screen underneath the bucket. Now they reverse it on the wing here on the near side. Flashing to the high post is Kirkwood. She attacks. She shoots. She scores. First 2 points of the night. Corey Kirkwood right down the middle of the lane after receiving it at the high post. Now Horton will face full court pressure as well. And they break it. It's Chartier with the dribble, and she lost the handle. Turnover number two against Horton. Here's Yates slamming on the brakes. Went to pass left. Nobody home. Now in trouble without the dribble. Tightly defended by Keough. Gets rid of it as Darvo comes to help. A lob pass over the head of Kirkwood. And that's a turnover, the first of the game against Valley Falls. Dragons won by 12 back in early December. Valley Falls at home tonight. It's winter royalty going on here this evening. We'll talk about that a little more in between games. Chartier in the backcourt. Soto will walk it across the timeline. Been nursing an injury. He's missed significant time for the Chargers this season. She gets an open look for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Lauren Brown. One and done. Here come the Dragons. They lead 2-0. Pass ahead to Kirkwood. Tough shot over Sturton is no good. And Horton has it as Soto waits for the rest of her team to catch up. So calling for a screen here from Sturton and now sends her away. Dragons man-to-man defense. Down low, tough shot, missed everything. Chartier with the miss. Rebound by Yates. Here comes Michaela, the senior for the Dragons, crossing over to the left side. A layup, too strong off the window, and rebounded by Soto again for Horton. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Valley Falls has the only 2 points, and a three-pointer no good, missed by Carly Hutflitz. Horton gets the offensive rebound, though. The Chargers will keep it. Soto will set things up again. Yates defending her. Left to the lane. This is Sturton. Horton is minus a couple players tonight, including one of their starters, Tori Switch. Sophomore is out as Horton turns it over. The pass goes away from Keough, and that's the third turnover now against the Chargers, and that's going to lead to an early timeout by head coach Zach Nelson. Coach Nelson tonight without junior Kendall Knutson, and sophomore Tori Switch is absent tonight for the Chargers as well. 2-0, Valley Falls lead, 5:47 left, first quarter. A timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of this timeout by Horsett, Valley Falls comes down, hits a three-point basket. That one missed by Soto, but a rebound for the Chargers. Banked in bucket by Piper Chartier, and she'll have a chance for the three-point play. So after just 2 points in the first 2 minutes out of that timeout, we had five quick ones and another one pending here at the line. Three-pointer by Michaela Yates of Valley Falls out of the timeout. That's her 13th three of the season. Put the Dragons up 5-0. But now an offensive rebound and stick back by Chartier. Will head to the line after being fouled by Emma Montgomery. That is our first foul of the contest. We've got our first substitution of the night as well. Free throw short, missed by Chartier. And Valley Falls comes away with it. Brown couldn't handle the pass in backcourt as Soto applies the pressure, and a turnover for Valley Falls. Two turnovers for Valley Falls and three turnovers against the Chargers. The sub in is 5'11 sophomore Sierra Steinlink. Sierra in there with some size for the Dragons. This ball deflected by Kirkwood to the baseline and out of play. Horton will inbound now in the far corner on their offensive end. Chargers down 3 points. 5:04 left here in the opening quarter. During our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show tonight, in both games, we'll pick a player to bank on. That's sponsored by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, downtown Hiawatha. Ball poked away from Carly Hutzlison out of bounds. Not a real deep bench for either team. The JV girls game actually went into overtime here tonight. Here's a turnaround jumper missed a bit flat by Hutzlis, rebounded by Kirkwood. Kirkwood averaging 7 boards per game. Ball ahead to Yates, who hit a 3 a moment ago. Into the lane to Kirkwood. Tough catch. Shot blocked out of bounds by Chartier. The defense there by Piper. The Dragons will keep it on their offensive end. Valley Falls won the JV game in overtime. Just a little bit of a late start tonight. Pass tipped out of bounds as the Dragons tried to get it into Kirkwood on the block. Lauren Brown will move to the near side of the court, and now she'll go out, and it's Michaela Yates is going to trigger this ball in under the Dragon basket. Pass into Brown. Now back to Yates in the corner off a screen. Open three, no good. Soto gets to the loose ball rebound, but they say she double dribbled. That's 4 turnovers against Horton as Soto tried to get out of the traffic there after securing the loose ball. 5-2 Valley leads, and they'll have it here as we'd be resuming play with 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Down low, there's another blocked shot, this one by Sturton, and it's out of bounds, but last touched by Horton. So a couple blocks for the Chargers defensively. Valley Falls not a team with much height at all, not that Horton has much either. Pass in the lane, another shot blocked by Sturton. Rejected that one. I think Lily Darvo and most of the folks in attendance tonight thought they had an open look there for a basket by Darvo. Down low to Soto, fouled by Michaela Yates. This will be the second foul against Valley Falls. And the first personal on Michaela, and it was on the shot. So Malia Soto heading to the charity stripe. 17 points per game for Malia Soto. And makes the free throw, her first point of the evening. You know, the Chargers last season went 8 wins and 11 losses, and 5 of those 11 losses were by 3 points or less. Single possession games. They've had a couple tight losses again this year. Free throw for Soto in and out this time, rebounded by the Dragons. In fact, they lost by 3 to Pleasant Ridge the other night, a game in which they were outscored 15-2 in the fourth quarter. Horton had a commanding lead going into the final 8 minutes of that game, couldn't put it away, and the Dragons throw it out of bounds. Pass too high over the head of Darvo. Third turnover committed by Valley Falls. Half of the first quarter gone by. Horton has it down by 2. Chargers and the Road Blues moving right to left. Lost that game to Pleasant Ridge 36-33. Horton played last night as well and lost to Jackson Heights. Had a good first half. In fact, had a big lead in the second quarter of that game as a three-pointer missed off the window by Hutfliss. Offensive board, Soto keeps it alive, finds Chartier in the paint, goes up strong and draws the foul. Chartier will get two more free throws. Horton is 1-for-3 at the line with Chartier missing one a moment ago and will now get two more. Foul number two against Michaela Yates and team foul number three. Free throw for Chartier rattles in this time. She's got 3 points in the game as Yates has to go out with two personal fouls, and back in comes Emma Montgomery, checks back in. Second free throw short. Rebound to Kirkwood, who has three of those already. Valley Falls led 5-0, but now it's 5-4. Long pass tipped in, stolen away. Chartier, left side, stops and banks it in, and the Chargers have the lead. 5 points, and then a foul after the inbounds pass was stolen by Malia Soto. So Valley Falls with yet another turnover, this one costly as Soto intercepts it. Caught Valley Falls a bit off guard, if you will, and then was fouled, so Soto going to get a couple free throws after a timeout taken here by the Dragons. And by the way, that's personal foul number two on Emma Montgomery. So Valley Falls now has two fouls on Emma Montgomery, two fouls on Michaela Yates, total of four fouls here in less than 5 minutes of basketball. 6-5, Horton leads, and Soto going to shoot a couple more after getting the steal. Our turnovers have evened up at four apiece. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Located just west of Whiting, find them online at popcorngifts.net. Many great flavors and options to choose from with Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 3:11 on the clock here in the first quarter. All four fouls in this game have gone against the Dragons. Montgomery and Yates both on the bench now with two. Soto to the line, first one no good. So just 2 of 6, Horton from the free throw line, but they have the lead for the first time tonight. 6-5. After the basket by Chartier, then the steal by Soto, hits the second of two and makes it a 7-5 contest. Defending a bit too tight this time, this will be a foul as Ashton Keough. Riding Caitlin Yates, who's in there for the first time. Caitlin, a sophomore, off the bench. First Horton foul on Keough. Hit 4 3-pointers last night to get her 12 points against Jackson Heights. Near steal by Hutfliss. Now out of bounds off Hutfliss over in front of the scorers table across the way. The crowd on hand. Horton representing South Brown County, and of course a lot of Dragons here with the winter royalty festivities coming up between games. Brown in backcourt with Kirkwood, now across the timeline through two defenders, keeps control of the basketball between her legs and gets it top of the key to Brown. Horton is now playing his zone defense. Darvo rips it over left side, three by Yates, no good. Rebound control by Horton. Strong rebound by Piper Chartier, who has 5 points here in this contest. Horton leading by a deuce. Hutfliss trying to drive. Passes to Sturton. Now Soto. Sturton sets the screen. Malia fires from deep. Three-pointer no good. Rebound by Steinlick for Valley Falls. And another little bump foul by Ashton Keough. An unnecessary one as she rips some strip tape off the right shin there and will head over to the bench and take the left side off as well. Picked up her second personal foul, did Ashton Keough. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Valley Falls led 5-0, but now Horton has scored 7 straight. In the lane, kick out. Yates drives. Soto will handle the point. Starts here. Now Sturton wraps it around to Chartier. Back on the wing, and for the first time is Cameron Kabia. Cameron is a freshman. One of the smallest players on the court. There's a tough shot by Soto. Got the friendly bounce. Muscling it through. Malia's got her first field goal, and now 4 points. That is the lead for the Chargers, who have scored 9 in a row. Pass one into the court to the other. Yates comes to get it. This is Caitlin, defended by Chartier. Lobs the pass to Brown. Gives it to the near corner. A three-pointer. Kirkwood is open. That one missed. Corey's made just two triples all year. 70 seconds left to go here in the first. Dirt in the trailer has it top of the key. Pass deflected away by Lillian Darvo. Comes out on the near side. Wharton will keep it. 63 seconds left here in the first. Yeah, Wharton outscored in the second half last night against Jackson Heights. I believe it was 32-10. And Wharton had just 10 points the second half last night against Jackson Heights. Baseline shot is short, missed by Kabia. And then a foul as Huffless was caught reaching in there after Kirkwood had secured the board. First personal on Huffless, team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Working setting up the full court press. Valley Falls has two players on the bench with two fouls. Horton has one as well. Into the half court comes Caitlin Yates. Ball deflected, but Darvo has it. And now Brown drives left lane line. Into trouble, nothing there. Kick it back up top. Reverses to the right side. A fake three by Yates. Now shoots a long two. It rolls off, no good. Rebound Steinlich goes up. It's blocked. Morton's got four defensive stuffs. Steinlich in a lane violation against Valley Falls is the rebound, but Kirkwood is never able to clear out of the lane. After a 5-0 start for the Dragons, Wharton has rattled off 9 in a row. Wharton has the ball up 9-5 with just over 20 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Soto, season opening, drives, kicks it out. This is a long one by Huffless, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Caitlin Yates, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Lauren Brown in backcourt, behind the back with the dribble, across half court with 10 seconds left. Needing a bucket, down by 4, and tripped up there. It'll be a foul on Carly Huffless, and that is her second. So Huffless joins Kia with two fouls for the Chargers here in the first quarter, and the team fouls are now even at 4. 6 seconds for the Dragons. They get it in. Darvo back to the inbounder. That's Brown, far corner. 3 for Lauren! And that's the end of the first quarter. First points for Lauren Brown on a triple, her 13th of the season. And at the end of one, it's the Wharton girls 9 and Valley Falls 8. We'll return after a one-minute break here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Fall in love with the February special at the Pizza Bakery in Wharton. Get a large Meat Eater's pizza for just $17.99. All the meats, no fillers, piled high on delicious Pizza Bakery crust. Then sweeten up with a streusel, cherry or apple dessert pizza, or warm up with some wings. And don't forget about the hot case with several options to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. Get the large Meat Eater's Pizza on special this month at the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Wharton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go with studio engineer Seth Tollos and Justin Flutback with you. Dragons have it. They had a 3 to end the first quarter, but a 2-pointer missed by Kirkwood. Fighting for the rebound is Steinlich, and it's ripped away. Here comes Malia Soto. An interesting first quarter. Valley Falls led 5-0. Then Wharton went ahead 9-5, scoring 9 unanswered. And a late 3-pointer there by Valley Falls' Lauren Brown to close out the frame and make it a 1-point game. Ashton Keough back out there for Wharton with two personal fouls. Chartier, Soto, Kabia, Sturton. And here's the long shot by Keough. That's a three-pointer. Ashton right back in with two fouls. It's the first triple for the Chargers here tonight. Wharton by 4. As big as either team is led by in this game. Long two on the left. Darvo, no good on the shot. Soto battling for it. And it's tipped out by Valley Falls, so it'll be Horton basketball. Dragons right now have Lily Darvo, Madeline Miller in, a junior for the first time, Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, and also out there is Michaela Yates. Yates playing with two fouls. Here's a steal by Brown. Brown to the right side, brings it in. Lauren Brown, five in a row for the Dragons. Off the fifth turnover committed by Horton. This time the Chargers break the press. They still lead by two. Keogh wants another three. That one no good, but the rebound is certain. Wide open. Six-foot jump shot off the iron in the front of the rim. It hit the glass as well. Oh, and then a reach in, and it's going to be number three on Ashton Keogh. He had just been on the bench for a while with two fouls in backcourt. The foul you got to avoid and know and just be smarter than that. Picks up her third. Long ways from the basket. And just a silly little reach in there when it wasn't necessary. He didn't get out of the game before the ball was put back in play. Driving is Brown. Threw it away. Pass too high. Intercepted by Soto. Fifth turnover on the Dragons. Here comes Soto from right to left. On the near sideline. Leaves it back for Chartier. Chartier looks in for Sturton. Faces the basket. Tough shot. Missed over Steinbeck, who had a really good box out to get the rebound. And will now hand it to Corey Kirkwood. Kirkwood into the hands of Lauren Brown. Brings it into the half court. Darvo's got it, defended by Soto on the far side. 12-10 our score. A three by Brown. It's no good. Rebound. Sturton of Horton got it to Soto. And a timeout. Second one taken tonight by Coach Zach Nelson of Horton. I think he might want to get Keogh out of the game. He's talking to her right now during this break with 6:04 to go till halftime. Ashton Keogh, the first player with three personal fouls. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Valley Falls 2022 Winter Royalty Night here for the Dragons after a couple days off school because of the weather. Pretty good girls game going on here as we expected. Very competitive. Horton leading 12-10 at Valley Falls with 6 minutes left here in the first half. Horton, after their second time out of the night, has it poked away from behind, but out of bounds off Madeline Miller. But now Horton will inbound underneath their own basket over to Cameron Kabia that will throw it in. Left of the lane, this is Angelina Thomas. She's in for the first time. Thomas is sophomore. Valley Falls matched up, defending player to player. Soto has it. Brown on her. Step back three. Let it fly. Missed everything. Valley tried to save it in. And apparently did. Saved in to Chartier, but when Chartier caught it, her tippy toe was out of bounds. So a good hustle play pays off there for Kirkwood as Valley Falls gets the ball here. They trail by two. Into the half court. Kirkwood comes left to right. The pass ahead to Darvo. Horton playing a 2-3 zone. Bit of foul trouble, mainly just Keogh, but Hutzlis has two fouls as well. She remains on the bench. Horton led by one at the end of a quarter. There's a three by Darvo, near side, swished in. Lily Darvo, and both teams hitting from deep. Now it's traveling on Horton, called in the backcourt. That'll be their sixth turnover. Three threes for Valley Falls. For Darvo, just her sixth one made this season. They're scoring down a bit, only averaging about 3 points per game, and now Valley Falls turned it over on the inbound there at half court. So they catch a break, but then they give it right back. 5:06 left till intermission. Thomas dribbling against Darvo, who got the deflection, and trying to get it is Madeline Miller. Now Sturton got it back, and then it's through her hands into the Dragon bench across the way. And the Chargers commit turnover number 7. Horton has 6 turnovers thus far. It's Friday night. That means the return of our Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show. So Tollison will run through all the area final scores tonight. Valley Falls gets it down low and a banked in shot by Curry Kirkwood. If she can get that, it is all day. We're tied at 12. 4.5 to go, second quarter, poked out of bounds. Burton will maintain possession. Some scoring updates. Halftime, Sabatha 9, Holton 5. End of the first quarter, Jeff West 12, Hiawatha 8. And also at halftime, Centralia 23, Frankfort 16. Burton missed a shot in the lane. Valley Falls, kick out 3. Darvo again! Second triple for Darvo this quarter. And the Dragons are up a half dozen. It is 18-12. Jumper right of the lane. That's missed by Thomas. Offensive rebound. Soto trying another tray. She airballs it again. It missed long, but it's rebounded by Chartier. Now Sturton has it at the left elbow. Pass it off to Cabea. Now knocked out of bounds by the Dragons. Good hustle by Lillian Darvo. Both defenses playing pretty well. Valley Falls relying on the three ball. They've hit four threes and now have an 18-12 lead, the largest of the game. Valley Falls scored the first five tonight. Horton answered with a 9-0 run. Thomas dribbling up top for the Chargers. And a reach-in foul here on the Dragons. It's on Lily Darvo. It's hit back-to-back three-point baskets for Coach Jordan Hale. Was Jordan Kramer, a JCN graduate. Her husband is the assistant coach for Tanya Kramer and the JCN boys basketball team again this year. Orton gets it in, attacking, and no foul call. The Chartier thought a lot of contact there. Basketball will stay with the Chargers. 3:32 to go in this second quarter. Thomas finds a cutter. Soto strong to the basket. Bank shot good. Nice play, and Malia Soto now has 6 points to lead Horton. After a brief 6-point lead for the Dragons. Here's Kirkwood out on the right wing. Miller, now they reverse it to the left. Well, you better get a hand in the face of Darvo over there. He's starting to stroke it and feel hot against this 2-3 zone. Darvo to Brown. Now inside. Kirkwood having to work hard. Shot off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Horton's Emily Keough, the junior. Now it's lost. Valley Falls with the takeaway. That's 8 turnovers against the Chargers. And a reach-in foul on Horton. That's a bit of frustration there. It'll be Piper Chartier picking up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Horton. Valley Falls in the bonus the rest of the half. Five fouls so far on the Dragons. Pass inside Kirkwood. Wow! Got that shot and showing some emotion. A tough basket while being fouled on the left block. It went high off the top of the glass. And a friendly bounce to drop on through. Corey Kirkwood now with 6 points. This will be the first Valley Falls free throw of the game. The foul goes against Malia Soto of the Chargers. It's her first. Back into the lineup comes Carly Hutfliss for Horton. Free throw, Kirkwood, no good on the three-point play. Soto with another rebound. Horton's made just 3 of 7 at the line. Valley Falls now 0-for-1. Little push there and tried to save it in as Hutfliss did so. And then a foul on Horton. We're going to get another 1-and-1 as Lauren Brown and control of the basketball. Brown kind of replaying, a little instant replay there for the officials, showing that she kind of just got shoved back and hit in the face as Hutfliss was trying to save that ball in for Horton. And then Brown picked it up, and she got fouled by Malia Soto, and that's the second personal foul on Soto. A 1-and-1 for Lauren Brown, a 43% free throw shooter on the year. He shoots, and she scores. 6 now for Lauren Brown with the bonus free throw coming. That was team foul number 8. 2:42 to go, second quarter. The lead is up to 7. Brown taking aim again. She fires. Missed it. In and out. Rebound by Soto. Soto's got a lot of rebounds to go with her 6 points. The Chargers down 7. Quick shot missed at the 3. No good by Hudflis. Long rebound picked up by Brown. Does not have numbers. Now weaves her way into the half court. He's wide open. Why not? 3-point shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound through the hands of Emily Keough. And a foul against the Dragons. That is team foul number 6. So no free throws quite yet. Substitution as Emily Keough goes out. Maddie Sturton is back in for Coach Nelson and the Chargers. Drive all the way. Got it to crawl in over the front of the rim. Piper Chartier going coast to coast. To the baseline and then to the basket. And got that one to crawl in, and then a timeout call by Coach Jordan Hale. So a timeout, Valley Falls. They were up 7 a moment ago, currently up by 5. Chartier now has a game-high 7 points. But it's Valley 21 and Horton 16. Just about the 2-minute warning. Officially 1:59 to go until halftime. We'll step away with the Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you at Valley Falls High School. Valley Falls and Horton in their rematch from early December. Valley Falls with another home game next week against ACCHS, and they will be at Jackson Heights. Dragons have the basketball, and it's the backside of the backboard, I think, on the shot by Lily Darvo, unless there was a foul on Horton or something I didn't see. Coach Nelson wanting an explanation. Did Horton touch it, or if they say Horton deflected that ball before hit the backside of the goal, so Valley Falls keeps the possession here on their offensive end. Working hard, Kirkwood gets it in the paint, but traveled with her back to the basket there, trying to get squared away to get a shot up. Turnover number 7 against Valley Falls. Full court pressure still being applied. Both teams in the bonus. Bounds to Kambia, back to Soto. Now on the far side, Chartier almost took off without the dribble. And it knocked over the possession arrow in the middle of the scores table on the far side. Horton will keep it. They're down 5. Trail 4-point lead earlier in this game. Ball loose on the deck and picked up by Valley Falls. Darvo picks it up. That's 9 Horton turnovers now. Pass to the right side. Steinlich back out on the right wing. Miller trying to get it up top to Brown, who nearly lost it into the backcourt. But she was able to save it. And now Miller floats it high and intercepted. Soto picks off the pass. Soto 1-on-2, past 1, around another, scoops it up and in. Soto with the highlight reel as she gets it and beats 2 defenders to pull the Chargers within 3. Here's Kirkwood. That pass is deflected. Dragons have it. We're under a minute left here in the first half. To the near side, Brown against the 2-3 Chargers zone. Flashing to the high post is Kirkwood. She gets it, turns, tries to dribble, poked away, got it back. And now Miller, back up top to Brown on the near side. Darvo wide open but doesn't shoot. Skips it over to Miller. Miller nearly traveled. Horton fans all got those arms going round and round and round in a circular motion. And the pass is tipped into the hands of Sturton. And now Valley Falls gets it back. They try to lob it inside to Steinbeck, and Sturton intercepts that one. Popcorn, pinball. The basketball just bebopping around like a hot potato. And now finally, Soto corrals it, and Valley Falls commits a foul. It'll put Soto and the Chargers into the 1-1 bonus. Malia's made 2 of 4 free throws here tonight. She has 8 points. In fact, Soto with 8 and Chartier with 7. The only other Horton points came on a lone three-pointer made by Ashton Keough. Foul number 1 against Madeline Miller of the Dragons. Team foul number 7. Soto missed the front end, and it didn't matter because she was too quick stepping over the line anyway, anticipating a chance at an offensive rebound. It doesn't count. 20 seconds left. Valley falls by 3 to midcourt. Another deflection and a steal. Chartier got her hands on that one. And we have another foul. 15 seconds before the break. Our turnovers are even at 9. Soto missed the front end a moment ago. Another 1-1 here as our team fouls are even at 8. Throw in and out. Missed a couple there. The Chargers remain down by 3 points. 10 seconds to go till half. Kirkwood hit the accelerator. Gets all the way into the paint. Missed the shot, though. Soto rebounds. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. 1 at half court. Lets it fly, and it's off the back iron. High up in the air, but no good. That would have tied us. Instead, the Dragons maintain a lead of 3. It's 21 points for Valley Falls and 18 points for Horton. Our girls game has reached halftime, and we'll take it. Presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, home of the 110% price match guarantee, located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Our halftime show, including first half stats and analysis, is coming your way next here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone, or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into the halftime show. I'm Justin Fluke, along with studio engineer Seth Tollison. A very entertaining first half. Horton led by 1 at the end of 1 quarter. Valley Falls girls leading by 3 points here at halftime. It was 5-0 Valley Falls a few minutes into this game, and then Horton went on a 9-0 run. The Chargers led 9-8 after a quarter as Lauren Brown hit a 3 at the end of the first for the Dragons. And Valley Falls went ahead 18-12, had a big lead of 21-14. The Dragons did that in part with Lillian Darvo knocking down a couple three-point baskets. And Valley Falls able to hold on to the lead as Horton missed their fair share of free throws to finish out the half. In fact, the Chargers just 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Valley Falls only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. But the Dragons made 4 baskets behind the half moon. Horton had just 1 three-point shot. Both teams with 9 turnovers, and both teams with 8 fouls. Bit of foul trouble for both teams. Ashton Keogh's got 3. Malia Soto has 2 for the Chargers. And Emma Montgomery and Michaela Yates both had a couple fouls in the first quarter. And that's the foul trouble for the Dragons mainly here at the break. Let's check the individual scoring. Our statistics brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Yingst and crew will help you not only with your tax return, but help you plan, prepare throughout the entire year. They are the local experienced professionals, and they are on your side. Call for an appointment at NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Horton, just 3 girls scored. Malia Soto with 8, but she missed a couple 1-and-1 free throw opportunities there at the end of the half. She only made 2 out of 6 free throws in the half, so she left some points on the floor, but Soto's got 8. Piper Chartier had a good first half. She scored 7, and Ashton Keogh had a 3. For Pelly Falls, they had 4 girls score, and 3 of them have 6 points. Lauren Brown has 6 points. Corey Kirkwood has 6 points. And Lillian Darvo has 6 points on a couple threes made in that second quarter. Also, Michaela Yates with a 3-point basket for the Dragons, one of their 4 made. And it's a 3-point game here at halftime as Valley Falls girls ahead of Horton 21-18. We'll take another timeout and get you set for the third quarter when we return. 21-18, Valley Falls girls leading Horton at halftime. Presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Horton on Highway K-16. Second half action for the girls game, plus a boys matchup to follow tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
You're listening to 103.9 KNZA. Seth Tollison in studio here with you this evening. Again, our halftime score, we've got Valley Falls leading Horton 21-18. Some other scores right now. It is Jeff West in the third quarter leading Hiawatha by a score of 20-15. Other halftime scores then, it is Centralia over Frankfort by a score of 23-16. That game on our sister station, KMZA 92.1 FM. Again, don't forget the Community National Meg High School School Board Show. We'll have all of tonight's action with results from the games here this evening from Northeast Kansas coming up after our play-by-play coverage of Horton at Valley Falls. Justin Fluke has the second half of the Horton Girls at the Valley Falls Girls. That's coming up after this.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS.
Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Valley Falls with studio engineer Seth Tollison. Justin Fluke with you. Halftime of our girls game, 21-18. The Valley Falls girls with the lead. Both these teams just under 500, trying to position themselves with upstate standings becoming a little more interesting. JCN girls 20, Marhill Mount Academy girls 16. One game's already gone final. Our game on sister station KMZA. That was Centralia and Frankfurt tonight, and the Centralia girls just keep on winning. 46-32 is that final in the battle of USD 380. Had to get you Sabetha Holton and Jeff West Hiawatha updates as those games ended the fourth quarter as well. And, of course, the scoreboard show coming up at the end of our broadcast here tonight. Horton has it to start the third quarter, but we get a jump ball real quick, so Valley Falls will get it as Carly Huntless tied up there. Horton in the road blues. They'll go left to right on your dial here in the second half. Shot put up and missed. Rebounded, blocked. Darvo at it. Swatted away by Chartier. That's one of the things that's impressed me a lot. This Horton team has four or five block shots defensively. Able to be in pretty good position and really swat some shots away, protecting the basket. Keough picked up the dribble and threw it away. Darvo intercepts it. Misses off the glass. Kirkwood, though, with an offensive rebound and stick back. Corey Kirkwood puts it in, and now he got a foul against Valley Falls. Kirkwood has 8 points now, which leads the Dragons. They had three players with six, Brown, Darvo, and Kirkwood at the break. Elias Soto, 8 points. Piper Chartier, seven. Most of the Horton points, but now Valley Falls is up by five. The basket by Kirkwood. Valley won by 12, first meeting of the year. Comes Soto. Horton's got some numbers. Soto pass behind to Chartier. Now the lob into Huntless. Turns and shoots and missed. Durton tried to tip it out and keep it alive, but she was over the back of Sierra Steinlich, and that'll be a foul on Maddie Sturton. Foul trouble could be a part of this game. Just the first here on Sturton, but several players for each team with multiple fouls. Dragons break the press. Throw it over to Darvo. Hit a pair of second quarter threes. He skips it to Lauren Brown, who made one of the four three-pointers for Valley Falls in the first half. Almost went out of bounds, but Emma Montgomery able to save it in. Montgomery having a solid season as another one of the youngsters for the Dragons. Three-point shot by Darvo, missed, rebounded by Soto. Malia so quick with the basketball on the dribble. Ahead, stops and pops from 15. It's no good. Boxing out is Lily Darvo, trying to keep her balance. She was kind of backing into Carly Huntless, but they're going to call the foul on Lily Darvo. That's the second personal on Darvo. Dragons have several players with two fouls. Lily can't believe it. She's kind of the one initiating the contact. Even though she had rebounding position there, I don't feel like that was really necessary. Soto drives, gets a right side layup as she splits through the lane and lays it in. Soto the first in double digits. 10 points now for Malia. an all-league two-time performer. Kirkwood ahead to Darvo. Back to Kirkwood under the basket. Passes left of the lane to Montgomery, and a foul called on Horton. So two fouls on both teams here in this third quarter. Remains a three-point game as we had at the half. And Sturton got another foul for Valley Falls. She's picked up two quick ones here. Two shots for Emma Montgomery. Free throw, 50% this season for her. The first one is short. But one of four free throw shooting for Valley Falls and only three of nine free throw shooting for the Dragons. Nothing to brag about. Next one is good. That's the first point for Emma Montgomery here tonight. Full court pressure by the Dragons. We saw a little press from both teams. Kia was trying to set a screen here on Lily Darvo to clear a way for Piper Chartier to bring it up the court. But they call that foul on the moving screen there by Ashton Kia, and that's going to be her fourth. So Kia probably done for a while. She picked up some cheap, silly fouls in the backcourt in the first half. I mean, that one is a foul you can live with, just trying to set a screen, but kind of moving there as she tried to stay in front of the defender. Now down low, Kirkwood, another bank shot, and she's got 10 points for the Dragons. Ellie, a good job of getting it into the paint. They lead by six. Sturton gets the pass from Chartier in backcourt to Soto. Under 6 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Five quick fouls. Soto driving. There's another one. And this one is not getting over there and getting set in time. Personal charge to Lauren Brown. Team fouls even at three, but we're on our way to some free throws here in the rest of this game tonight. Soto at the line, missed it. Man, she's just 2 of 7. Uncharacteristic for Malia. Only the first personal foul on Lauren Brown of Valley Falls. Soto's next attempt is good. She's got 1 of 2 almost every time, but did miss a couple front-end 1-and-1s late in that second quarter. Pulls the Chargers back within 5. Montgomery on the near wing. Down low to Steinlich. Turns. Shot left short. Rebound tipped. And Kirkwood has it. Trying to save it in. Sturton had it, but it's ripped away from her and into the hands of Brown. Brown fakes right. Passes left. Kirkwood drives baseline. Got fouled. Oh, they called a travel. It's a good break for Horlow getting up. We've had a bunch of fouls. Not necessarily many turnovers here in the second half so far. Horton trying to handle it against the full court press. Soto does break the 10-second count to the left block. That shot blocked by Brown. Blotted on the attempt by Angelina Thomas, who just returned. Thomas, Sturton, Huntless, Cartier, and Soto for Coach Zach Nelson and the Chargers. Wynn would even up the records in the league for these two teams if Horton came out on top. Chargers trying to put together a better second half than they did last night, and how will the endurance last year after falling to the Cobras just last night and not having any practice or basketball on Wednesday? High post. Huntless can't get the shot off. Chartier attacks, and she's fouled by Lillian Darvo, which will be her third. And Horton going to get a couple more free throws. Piper Chartier is 1 for 3 at the line tonight. 4:48 left here in the third quarter. Darvo heading to the bench with 3 fouls. Madeline Miller will check back in. Free throw. No. Chartier had it hit the rim a handful of times, but it would not fall. Still 26-21. Dragons with the lead. Chartier's second free throw is no good either. And Horton's not taking advantage of getting to the line. Kirkwood in the Chargers zone. Now Brown drives left side. Back up top goes the pass to Miller. Right back to Brown. Neither team has made a three-pointer here in the second half. Total of 5 connected on in the first 2 frames. Kirkwood down low. Got great positioning in front of Sturton. And Corey Kirkwood scores again. She has 6 points already here in the third quarter. Up by seven. Nice pass right side. Layup good by Hudflus. First points for Carly Hudflus. Really nice pass there in transition. The lead is five. Winding up for three. It's Montgomery off the back iron. Morton goes to get the rebound as Chartier. Now Soto. Chargers push it. 3:45 left to go here in the third. Nice look. Wide open. Another lay-in for Carly Hudflus. Two in a row as the Dragons did not get back and get set defensively in a timeout called by Coach Jordan Hale. It's the third one taken by Valley Falls tonight. A couple timeouts called by Horton as well. So we will step aside with our breaks courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. You're listening to Northeast Kansas League Basketball on the local sports authority, KNZN.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action. Studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke with you, and Corey Kirkwood drawing the foul as the Dragons have it out of the break. Coach Hale talking to her team about transition defense, which was non-existent there before that timeout, leading to Carly Hudflus getting a couple open layups for the Chargers. This foul is against Chartier of Horton. That is her second. Kirkwood free throw good. 13 points for Corey Kirkwood, having a great quarter. That's seven now in this third frame. Back to a two-possession game. Second free throw, already well over season average, rattles that one through. 14 points for Kirkwood tonight now, and it's 30-25, Valley Falls leading Horton. Angelina Thomas, shot from the elbow, no good. Rebound by Steinlich. Hands it to Emma Montgomery. Dragons were up three at halftime, currently up by five. I don't think they've trailed here in the second half. Down low, Steinlich, double-teamed, and a tie-up. Good defense by Thomas. Angelina will be rewarded as the possession arrow favors the Chargers. That is a turnover on Horton, their 11th. Turnover on Valley Falls, their 11th. Horton has the basketball as we go under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. It's a royalty coming up between the games here tonight. Ball thrown out of bounds by Piper Chartier. Boys game, Valley Falls, 14-0. They've only had two games decided by less than 10 points this season. Nice deflection, good defense by Hudflus. And trying to tie it back up is Madeline Miller, but I think a reach-in foul here going against the Dragons. Five fouls now on Valley Falls and four fouls against Horton. Maddie Miller picks up her second. And again, both teams going to be well into the bonus, it looks like, through most of the fourth quarter. Chartier handles it against Miller. A little stop and go, looking for some breathing room. Now to Hudflus. Lob pass to Soto. No backside help. Easy bucket for Malia Soto. Five of her 13 coming here in the third quarter. Soto brings the Chargers back to within three. Emma Montgomery to Lauren Brown. Crowd wanted to travel. Miller, Horton back in the zone. A lot of movement. Now the pass to the left baseline is shot by Montgomery from 10 feet away. Is no good. Soto has the rebound. Wants to outrun everybody down the court. She runs by one Dragon into another. Made the layup. Coast to coast. The board and the bucket at the other end from Malia Soto. She's got 15. Valley Falls only up by one. Minute 40 left here in the third. Tightly contested. Neither team's been up by more than seven. Horton hasn't led in a while. There's Kirkwood again with the pass making the shot and drawing the foul. It's the third on Maddie Sturton. And a chance for 3 points on the play for Corey Kirkwood. Now 16 points for Kirkwood and a free throw pending. Free throw for KK is no good long. Rebound by Piper Chartier. Kirkwood now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 4 of 8 are the Dragons as a team from the line, and now they get a steal. Pass stolen away from Carly Hudfliss on the pass. Horton down by 3. Dragons with the ball on the left wing. It's LB. Nice pass through the paint to Steinlich on the right side of the lane. And now out to Miller it goes, and we got a whistle away from the ball. And a 3-second lane violation. Kirkwood caught there in the lane. It's the 12th turnover against Valley Falls. And now a timeout called by Coach Zach Nelson, the second-year head man for Horton. Both coaches, it looks like, going to have about 2 timeouts left heading into the final 8 minutes. But we still got just over a minute left here in the third quarter. Valley Falls, 32. Horton, 29. This is the 32nd. Schlegel's homegrown popcorn timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action late third quarter, and traveling called as Chartier unable to come to a stop there when she picked up the basketball. They say she drugged that back foot. Our turnovers are even again at 12. So out of a Horton timeout, boy, Chargers have not responded real well out of their timeouts here this evening. And now the Dragons have it, still leading by just 3. Lauren Brown gets it to the far corner. Long 2-point shot, Montgomery. Splash! First made field goal for the sophomore, Emma Montgomery. Lead is up to 5. We approach 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. And the ball stripped as Montgomery took it away from Soto. Leah limping a little bit. Coach Nelson told me that Soto probably about 75-80%. We know she's not close to being completely healthy. And part of it is, you know, mentally just feeling confident and not worrying about re-injuring it again. Just the head game that you have after an injury kind of coming back and how much you really want to push it. But Soto about 75-80%. 15 points tonight so far. 15 seconds left. Dragons holding it for one shot here at the end of the third quarter. They lead by 5. It's the Horton zone. 6 fouls on Horton. 5 on Valley Falls. Missed 3-pointer by Emma Montgomery. 3 seconds left. Soto across half court. 2 seconds. 1. Gets a shot into the lane. No good at the buzzer, but had a pretty good look after getting that rebound with just a few seconds left in the third. So we head to the fourth. It's Valley Falls continuing to lead 34-29, a 5-point advantage over the Chargers from South Brown County. This is a full 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9 KMZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Fourth quarter. Studio engineer Seth Tolleson, Justin Flipback with you in the Dragons' den. Tipped out of bounds by Malia Soto. Valley Falls with the ball and the lead, 34-29 over Horton. Any more fouls on the Chargers will have Valley Falls heading to the line. Dragons have just one foul left to give themselves. Kind of a 1-2-2 defense here. Little zone with way out top Kabea defending, and that is the basket made down low on the left block by Corey Kirkwood. What a game she's having. 18 points. She scored 10 in that third quarter. Corey Kirkwood with capital K's. Valley falls up by 7. Kabea trying to lob it to Soto. Malia shoots a 3. Quick turnaround release. No good, but Sturton the backside rebound underneath. Nice pass and a layup by Carly Hudflis. All 6 of her points have come at that same spot, right underneath the basket on the right side, but that time on an offensive rebound, and then the pass by Maddie Sturton. She gets the dime. Chargers down 5. Kirkwood, ball stuck on her hip to the right baseline. Brown fires, missed. Rebound off of Valley Falls. Darvo touched it last. Darvo, Steinlick, Brown, Michaela Yates. And Kirkwood on the floor for Coach Jordan Hale. She was an assistant for a few years under Coach Rodney Watson, who's now been her assistant coach the past few seasons. Got a big dunk pile here, a big scrum at midcourt. And the possession arrow will favor Horton. 6:42 left to go in the game. Boys contest to follow. Then the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. RB Outdoors Real Estate postgame will include a player to bank on tonight. Sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Tried to save it in doing so, but hitting the deck of charts here. And a turnover for Horton, their 13th one of the game. Brown way up the court. Wide open. Michaela Yates, three-pointer. No good. Short. Rebound into the hands of Horton. Here comes Hutchler. She gets control. She's got Soto. She stops. She wants a three. Shoots it, and it's no good. Offensive board, though, by Soto. Chargers kick it left baseline. Chartier along two. That's no good. Kirkwood has a monster double-double as Corey gets another rebound. Dragons still up by 5, just over 6 minutes remaining. Coach Nelson saying, come on out. Come pressure the basketball. We got to go get him. This time Kirkwood lost the handle on the drive into the paint. She might be a bit tired. That's 13 turnovers on Valley Falls as well. Valley Falls didn't play last night like Horton did, but they haven't been in the gym, at home on the couch last couple days. Tough to build snowman with only a couple inches on the ground. Back in with 4 personal fouls is Ashton Keough. Now he falls with the basketball. Up a nickel. Biggest lead has been 7 a couple times. Keough now at the top of that zone defense for the Chargers. He's the only player with 4 fouls in this game right now. Wide open 3, right wing. Darvo, no good. Rebound to Hudflis. Hudflis quickly into the half court. Chargers could use a basket. Like to see maybe a little bit of patience here. Struggling just hanging on to it, though, and we get a timeout. Next to last one of the night for Coach Zach Nelson. If he didn't call a timeout, it might have been a jump ball on the possession arrow. Favors the home team. But Horton will keep it with 5:10 to go in the contest. Valley Falls leading 36-31 here on KNZA Radio.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Hanson back with you here in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left at Valley Falls. Basketball will stay with the Chargers. Lots of scores coming in. Seth Tollison will update us a bit between games and then after the game with our scoreboard show. Horton has it. It's Soto with the dribble. Back to Chartier. Soto attacks the baseline. Tough pass. Keough could not handle it. And a turnover. 14 for Horton. My turnover's pretty big here. Valley Falls nearly lost it, but it's touched by Horton before it goes out of bounds. This team can take care of the basketball. Probably going to have to hit some free throws. Here's a rebound by Kirkwood. Back up and a shot blocked. Boy, Horton's got a handful of at least six blocked shots now defensively in this game. Horton ball again down five. Soto, tough shot. Drew the foul. Heading to the line where she's not had very good luck, making just 3 of 8. Leah Soto, though, has a team-high 15 points for Horton. Then Piper Chartier with 7 and Carly Hutfins with 6. Those two freshmen have come to play. Valley Falls led by Corey Kirkwood. She has 18 and more than 10 rebounds. As Soto cashes in on the first free throw here. That's 16 points for her. Our team fouls are even at 6, so both teams checks in for the Chargers. Second free throw, Soto. It's no good. Keough gets the rebound, trying to go up and fouled. So Horton got just 1 of 2 free throws, but they got the rebound and now going to get another free throw, at least one more. As Michaela Yates picks up her 4th. Darvo has 3. Michaela Yates now the first Dragon with 4 fouls. And it's Emily Keough at the line. First time tonight. This is a 1-1. It's short. And in fact, air ball didn't make contact with the rim, so Valley Falls will have it. And Horton's gone to a full-court man-to-man press defense. Yates brings it up herself. Beats her defender, Hudfliff, now gets rid of it to Brown. Dragons will run a little weave here, try to keep the clock moving. They lead by 4. 36-32 Dragons. Led by 5 coming into the fourth quarter, and traveling here called against Darvo. Turnover number 14 for the Dragons, who are up 3 at halftime. It's been a tightly contested game throughout. Soto, Chartier, Hudfliss, Ashton, and Emily Keough. Horton playing tonight without one of their starters. Torrey Switch is gone. Kendall Knutson gone. And, of course, no Taryn Banks. Chargers into the lane, and a foul. Going to result in 2 free throws. Stanley picks up this personal. I like to see the teams being aggressive, attacking the basket. With both teams in foul trouble, it's a pretty good idea. Stanley picks up her 2nd foul. Team foul number 8. So 1-1. First free throw of the night here for Carly Huntless. And actually, she's got 2 because she was in the act of shooting. She missed the first. And Horton's woes continue from the foul line. Trying to make it a 1-possession game. Huntless spins it. Dribbles twice. Spins it and shoots and missed. Rebounded by Steinlich. Down to 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in this girls' game. Corey Kirkwood doesn't have the dribble. Needs some help. Michaela Yates comes to bail her out. Chargers stay man-to-man. Full court and half court. Ball goes over to Darvo. Can Valley Falls take care of the basketball? Darvo through the lane, left side, wide open layup. Lily Darvo with 8 and a breakdown on the Charger defense. 3.5 minutes to go, and Valley extends the lead up to 6. Kicking it out right side, Chartier. Now Keough back to Soto. To Ashton Keough. Been quiet tonight, just 1 3-pointer. Here's a triple try. That one missed badly. Put back by Soto, no good. Out to Chartier, missed 3. Piper gets the rebound back. Horton going to get a 3rd attempt on this possession as it's knocked away and out of bounds off Lily Darvo. Horton has 1 timeout remaining. I believe Valley Falls has two. Maddie Sturton comes back in. Emily Keough will go to the bench. Valley Falls has two timeouts. And Horton calls a timeout. I think this may be it. Used three of them in the first half. And it's a full timeout, so we'll step away. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Discover all the flavors and find your favorite of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. 30 seconds and we're back to Valley Falls with the Dragons leading Horton by 6 here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Horton basketball on their offensive end. Down 6 here at Valley Falls. Burton turns, shot blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Chargers. 5 fingers up on the right hand of Coach Zach Nelson. Bounce play here for Horton this time from the baseline. Horton will lob it over the head of Soto. Has to go get it in front of the scores table. And now Piper Chartier setting up shop. We're under 3 minutes to go. 38-32. Both these teams scoring in the mid-30s on average this season. Which team can make some plays down the stretch? Both teams in the bonus. And a foul here on the Dragons. It's number 4 on Lily Darvo. Darvo and Yates each have 4 fouls for the Dragons. This is team foul number 9. So the last 1-1 tonight will come from Piper Chartier. James shoots, missed. Another missed Horton free throw. If they don't win this game, they're going to look at all those missed free throws and realize the opportunities left on the floor. Pass to the far corner to Lauren Brown. She shoots. Shot partially blocked, but a foul on Maddie Sturton. I think Coachella would like to see your team be a little bit more patient. I mean, they have a chance to go up 3 possessions here. But it's been a little bit tough for both these teams to be patient because they both had some turnover problems, and both defenses have stayed pretty darned aggressive. Foul number 4 on Maddie Sturton of the Chargers. Free throw no good. One more coming for Lauren Brown, who's 1-for-3 at the line. Valley Falls has tried only about a third as many free throws as Horton, but percentage-wise, they're not a whole lot better. They missed both of those. Second one missed everything, so Lauren Brown comes up empty, and it remains a 6-point game. 2.5 minutes left to go here. And these two teams in the same sub-state possibly could meet again. Jackson Heights, the favorite in this 2A substate. Oh, man, a nice pass to Soto driving the lane, but she missed a layup there. Soto frustrated with herself, and now Kayla Yates is fouled, and she'll be shooting a 1-1 free throw for the Dragons. Told you somebody was going to have to make some free throws a moment ago. We'll see what Michaela Yates does at the line. She's got to make the first here to get the second. Still a 6-point game, so trying to push it to 3 possessions. Foul number 3 on Carly Hundquist. Barely drew front iron again. This is not exactly close. Sturton back to the trailer. Chartier over to Keough. That's a 3 by Ashton. Missed everything. The ball out of bounds with 2:02 to go. It'll be Valley Falls possession. Crowd continuing to file in, especially here on the home side for Valley Falls. Anxious to see this Dragon team play. 14-0, one of the best in the state in Class 2A. Of course, folks coming to see the Winter Royalty as well. And treated to a pretty good ending to this girls' game. We'll see where we go here in the final 2 minutes. Now Valley's starting to work the clock a little bit. Don't force anything. Lauren Brown, nice look. Kirkwood wide open, count it. Corey Kirkwood with 20 points tonight. 14 of them in the second half, and now it's an 8-point lead for Valley Falls with a minute and a half to go. That might be too much to overcome. Big shot by Kirkwood. A beautiful pass. Ashton Theo. Down low. Gartier can't get a shot off. She kicks it up to Hutless. Her three-pointer short. Ball loose on the floor. Keo on the deck. Trying to corral it. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow, though, to Valley Falls. Oh, and a technical was just called. Michaela Yates is on the floor. Ashton Keo must have said something because I didn't see anything physical, and that's going to be foul number 5 for Ashton Keo. So she fouls out on a technical. Zach Nelson over there saying, I would like an explanation, please. Keo just 3 points tonight. But here's the deal. Valley Falls is going to get 2 free throws with their best free throw shooter and the ball with only 69 seconds to go. Oh, and now the coach just got a technical. Oh, man. Well, like the Weezer song said, hold this thread and watch things unravel as they're unraveling before our eyes here at the moment. Ashton Keough got teed up. Coach Nelson got teed up. And the Horton fans are all, I guess, supportive. I don't know. They're all clapping and applauding something. I guess the coach sticking up for his players. But I tell you what, when we got this close of a game with just over a minute left, I don't know if we want to give the other team 4 free throws and the ball. Here's the first of 4, and it's nothing but net. If she makes a few of these, I mean, it's good night, see you Saturday. Michaela Yates, next free throw, air ball. Well, first one nothing but net, second one nothing but air. And now the next free throw technicals will come from Corey Kirkwood, who's 2 for 4 at the line tonight. Push this lead up to double digits here. Free throw rattles in. Kirkwood having a pretty magical night at this moment. Lead does go to double digits. Another technical free throw. That's good. So 3 out of 4 technicals. And 22 points now for Corey Kirkwood. And with 69 seconds left to go, it's over, folks. Just like that. 43-32. I mean, technically it's not over, but Horton's winning percentage right now is less than 5%. Here's a drive and a missed shot. Michaela Yates. Valley Falls gets the offensive rebound. We're under 1 minute to go. Chargers D'd up man-to-man. Needs some steals. Brown. Finds Steinlich. Playing keep away. Darvo's got it. Couple Dragons with 4 fouls. Amazing. Nobody else has fouled out besides Keo. Now we're down to 40 seconds left. Wide open 3. Why not? Missed Kaylee Yates, but an offensive board chased down by Brown, and she stepped out of bounds. Coach Jordan Hell saying, what are you doing shooting a 3? We're up by 11 with 35 seconds left. Why, oh, why? Valley Falls looking for win number 7 on the season. Good out pass to Hudless. Chartier setting a screen. Only 20 seconds left, though. Throws her to the right side. She's stripped. She gets it back. She shoots. She missed. Rebound by Darvo. That'll be it. Well, Soto comes in and gets a jump ball. Malia's saying, I don't care about the rest of you, but I'm going to play to the final seconds off that clock, and you tell me I lost this game. And what do we got now? Timeout Valley Falls. Yep, you can't use it this weekend. Might as well take it here. 15 seconds left to go. We got an 11-point game and one more timeout. We're coming back in 30 seconds here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital. Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
103.9 FM KNZA.
You know, one exciting thing about sports, going to athletic events, you truly have no idea what's going to happen. The story unfolds and writes itself throughout the night. Anything can happen. That's why you play the game. Valley Falls throws a home run ball out of the timeout. Soto gets back and blocks the shot attempt by Michaela Yates. We're down to 12 seconds here. I'm not really referring to this game because it's not in doubt. 43-32, Valley Falls ahead of Horton. They're only up 5 coming into the fourth quarter, but 3 technical free throws a little bit ago. There's Kirkwood again. Why not? 24 points. That's icing on the cake for Corey Kirkwood, a career night. Three-pointers pushed in by Carly Huntsless, but that will do it. Just 2 made three-pointers by the Chargers here tonight. They're 5-9 with the loss. Valley Falls now 7-8 with the win. Valley Falls scores 45, and Horton scores 35 as the Dragons win this one by 10. You know, I was talking about the craziness of sports, and not knowing what's going to happen. Just reading some of these scores tonight. How about this one, though? Holton girls 22, Sabatha 20. But that's not the halftime score. That's the final score. Holton 22, Sabatha 20. Blue Jays have suffered 3 straight losses. Maybe the hottest Big 7 League team is the Riverside girls. They've won 6 of their last 7. They smoked Royal Valley tonight, 50-33. And Hiawatha, after a midseason tournament championship, their girls lose a couple tough ones at home this week to Nemaw Central, and losing tonight against Jeff West, 38-31. Jackson Heights girls win big in the Northeast Kansas League, 51-14 over Oskaloosa. What's the Jackson Heights girls won? Almost 40 games in a row now in the Northeast Kansas League. Valley Falls will get Jackson Heights 1 week from tonight, next Friday. Horton is done with Jackson Heights. They played him last night. We've got postgame coming up, then winter royalty, then boys basketball. All straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Whether you're buying or selling a residential, commercial, or agricultural property, use the best in the business. Be Outdoors Real Estate, the name to know. Where is Mr. Seymour? He ought to be here in Valley Falls tonight. I haven't seen him wandering around. Valley Falls girls with a good win, 45-35 against Horton. The Chargers led 9-8 at the end of one quarter. Valley Falls went up by 3 at halftime and never trailed again. Largest margin in the game came in the final minute and a half with 3 technical free throws. Valley Falls went ahead 43-32. That 11-point margin was 69 seconds left. But Valley Falls was up 5 coming into the fourth quarter. Horton couldn't get it any less than just 5 of 19 from the free throw line for the Lady Chargers here. And Valley Falls was under 50% themselves. They only made 7 out of 15, but they did make 3 out of 7, I guess, in the fourth quarter. 3, though, that were all 3 on those double technical fouls that kind of, you know, put the game away for all intents and purposes. Not many three-pointers made in the second half. Just 1 three-pointer made in the second half tonight. Valley Falls hit 4 in the first half. Horton made 1 in each half here tonight. Both teams had about 15 turnovers by my score sheet. The final statistics presented by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Houston Kerr, the local experience professionals on your side. It's not too late. You still have some appointments available. Call NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visiting Horton Chargers, they were led by Malia Soto tonight again. She scored 16, but she really struggled at the free throw line, too, kind of uncharacteristic. 4 of 10 free throws for Soto in this game, so she could have had a lot more than the 16 that she got. Carly Hundquist hit a late three-pointer for the Chargers. That gave her a total of 9. Piper Chartier, the other freshman, scored 7 and 3 for Ashton Keough, but that's it. Only 4 girls scored for Horton playing on back-to-back nights here this evening. With the loss, they're 5-9 and now 4-7 in league play. Valley Falls gets the season sweep. They beat Horton by 12 back in early December. They win by 10 tonight. What a night for Corey Kirkwood. She's our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Corey Kirkwood, 24 points. He had 6 at halftime. That's 18 in the second half for Corey Kirkwood as Valley Falls pulled away for the win. Man, she had a lot of rebounds tonight as well. The scoring dropped off for the Dragons after that. Lillian Darvo scored 8 points. Lauren Brown had 6 points. 4 in the game for McKaylee Yates. 3 points for Emma Montgomery. And that's it for the Dragons, who are now 7-8 overall, and they get above 500 again at 6 wins against 5 losses in the Northeast Kansas League. Again, your final, Valley Falls 45, Horton 35. And it looks like the Winter Royalty tonight is going to be at halftime of the boys' game, not in between games. So we don't have quite as much time now as we thought between games, but we might have a little bit of an extended boys' halftime show. Nevertheless, no fear, our studio engineer, Seth Tollison, will take the reins here for a bit, and we'll return to the Dragons' Den with Valley Falls and Horton boys' basketball coming up. We're about 9 minutes away from tip-off here on FM 103.9 KNZA.